If you think your vote doesn't count, think again. It's too close to call in the West Lane County Commissioner's race. Unofficial results posted at midnight Tuesday show incumbent Jay Bozovich ahead of challenger Don Leslie by just 45 votes. Bozovich says he expects there are more than that many votes yet to be counted. In early results, he was trailing his challenger.
The trend was what I expected somewhat. The rural areas come in later, and that my support really is further away from the urban core.
At a watch party Tuesday night, Don Leslie was optimistic.
We thought it would be close, and it's close, and all we can do is keep hoping for the best.
It's unlikely Bozovich and Leslie will face a runoff election in November. That would only happen if there are enough write-in candidates to prevent one of them from receiving 50% plus one vote. It is possible incumbent East Lane County Commissioner Faye Stewart will face his closest challenger, Kevin Matthews, in November. Stewart currently has just over 50% of the vote, but that could change. Here's what he told KLCC Tuesday night.
Oh boy, it's pretty close. Feels good to be in the lead with an opportunity maybe to win this primary election, but I certainly am not being overconfident at this point.
Challenger Kevin Matthews says he thinks the race is too close to call. He was hopeful on election night.
Running against a three-term incumbent with a shoe leather versus wallet leather community-based campaign, too close to call is great.
The other election that's too close is for a school bond in Pleasant Hill. The latest count shows it ahead by just 19 votes. Lane County Clerk Cheryl Betchart says the ballots that are yet to be counted require a little more time.
We have ballots that we call outstack ballots. Those are ballots that, for whatever reason, the tabulator could not read them.
They may be stained, ripped, or wrinkled and will have to be counted by hand. Betchart says another group of ballots needs to get looked at by a second team of counters.
Those would be for things that maybe somebody made a mistake and so they wrote a note or they, you know, crossed off something or a ballot that might need to be enhanced. So maybe they used a light pencil or they put a X over it instead of coloring in the oval.
Betchart says there are also ballots missing signatures or whose signatures don't match. The elections office will contact those voters to resolve the issue. Also yet to be counted are ballots cast in other counties in Oregon. Betchart says the final count could change the outcome in those close Lane County races.
Certainly that could occur. You know, it could go either way. We really don't know if it'll bring things closer or further apart. Our job right now is to do that analysis as far as the different types of ballots, to get them reviewed by our teams and to get them tabulated as quickly as possible. And we will release our next update by no later than the end of the day Friday.
The next step is to certify results. That happens 20 days after Election Day. The turnout so far in this primary election is just under 30% of registered voters. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.